KJC Country 104.7 FM, and joining me, he's a busy man this time of year from the Osable River Canoe Marathon, Justin Griffith. How are you today, Justin?
Real good. Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Oh, glad to have you on with us today. I know it's a busy, busy time. You just finished up with the Curley Memorial Canoe Races last weekend, and boy, now we're heading towards the big events, but one of them we want to talk about coming up on Tuesday night is the Big Dash for Cash.
Yeah, it's we're excited. It's a great event we've been working on over the past couple years, trying to make it great, and paddlers seem to love it, so we're on for another year.
Yeah, Tuesday night. Now, what time's everything get started, Justin?
5:30 is when the racing starts, and it'll last till about 9 o'clock, somewhere in there.
Yeah, it's a fun event. Now, for those who are not familiar with it, it's nothing like the canoe marathon, is it?
No, it's a 1-minute sprint. unlike the 14 to 19 hour marathon, it's a nice little chance for the teams to get together, chat, talk,
yeah,
make plans for the big race, and also get a chance to see what their top speed is compared to some of the other teams.
Yeah, exactly. Now, a lot of the teams that compete in this will be in the race on Saturday and Sunday, won't they?
Yep, it's free to marathon entrants.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, mostly marathon canoe racers for the Osable, and gives them a chance to win a little bit of money while they're here. A lot of them are from out of state, and they're looking for something to do, and what better than a chance to get a little bit of paddling in, see the Oscoda end of the river, and take a little cash home with them.
Exactly. Now, it starts right there at just behind Gilbert's Drugs, doesn't it?
Yeah. From Gilbert's Drugs to the finish line, it's, I don't know, I think less than a quarter mile. I'm not sure on the exact distance, but you can see the start and the finish from the same location.
That's right, you can. Come on out to Finish Line Park. I know you guys set up the tents because you're already getting ready for the big race on Sunday. So come on out. They'll have the souvenirs, the T-shirts available and that. And it really is a fun event and kind of like a bracket style in the NCAA basketball tournament. You win your heat, you move on, and the last canoe standing's the winner.
Yeah, another thing that we've added this year is a second chance first round losers. It's a random draw also. So say a team that's slower, even like myself, I'm in it this year. Say we draw Andy Trebold and his partner, and they beat us by a couple of canoe lengths. We will be gauging the teams against themselves according to what their times were for a second chance round to win a little bit extra money and also provide a little tighter race for the people that lose the first round.
Nice. All right. A nice touch added on. And, of course, I'll be out there, as always, announcing the canoes as they come in. It should be a lot of fun, a fun event. And, again, free for everyone to come on out and be a spectator at. And the more the merrier. We'd love to have as many people out as possible for this event.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, the best way to learn more, I would imagine, is at the Canoe Marathon website, right?
Yep, osablecanoemarathon.org. We have a new website this year. It's a little bit more mobile-friendly. You have to stay up to date with the times, and mobile-friendly is it. And we're working on that constantly, trying to keep it up to date and good viewing for everybody.
Boy, no doubt about that. And again, we invite everyone out to that. Then the big race on Saturday and into Sunday. Looking forward to that, too. Well, Justin, we'll let you get back to it. We're glad you could join us today. Give us some more information about the Dash for Cash, and I'll see you out there on Tuesday, my friend.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a good one.